And finally this evening, Pope Benedict XVI is taking a moment for private prayer this evening to mark the Feast of All Souls at the tombs of his predecessors. Chris Altieri has more about the Vatican grottos, as they are known, and about the origins of All Souls Day.
From the earliest days, Christians have marked a spot at the base of the Vatican Hill just outside Rome's ancient city limits, where St. Peter was martyred. After issuing the Edict of Milan, which in the year 313 made Christian worship legal within the confines of the Roman Empire, the Emperor Constantine built a great basilica over the site and dedicated it to St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles and first Bishop of Rome. The current St. Peter's stands in the same spot as the original Constantinian basilica. Scores of Peter's successors are interred in a vast network of tunnels and niches beneath St. Peter's basilica, known as the Vatican Grottos. It is here that on the evening of All Souls Day, Pope Benedict pauses to pray for the popes who have gone before him. It is tradition that on the second day of November in each year, Christians pray in a special way for all those who have gone to their rest in the hope of resurrection. On the Feast of All Souls, as it is known, the clergy must pray the office of the dead, and all masses are to be a requiem. The theological basis for the feast is the doctrine that the faithful on earth can help those who have died outside the state of perfect grace to atone for their sins and win heaven for them by prayers, alms deeds, and especially by the sacrifice of the Mass. I'm Chris Altieri.